Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hysteria to practice martial law and to make every citizen of every country a suspect and the UN and the Big Pharma and Bill Gates as the savior. Dr. Dennis Rancourt is a very successful scientist and expert who brought together an international group to break down the numbers that basically concur with many other organizations and groups that have found similar numbers of 17 to 20 plus million killed by the lethal injection. Some stations don't carry this little five-minute segment, but we are huge on X, the Internet. Millions tune in right now. We joined a bunch of stations in 5 minutes. But just give me a prelude and also the audience, because we were just talking during the short break. You said, I got a bunch of stuff I want to bring up. Give us a little preview of what you're about to cover.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the degree to which professionals were completely on board with all of this madness, that they completely lost their brains and their professional independence, if they ever had it. And I want to show an example of how scientists played into this in relation to the Nobel Prize that was given to the vaccines. So there's a key slide or two that I want to show that illustrates just how insane these professional scientists are prepared to say completely absurd things, and it doesn't matter to them, and it plays into the propaganda. So the degree to which science itself was an instrument of propaganda in this whole thing, and all the professional employees went along with this. I want to illustrate that to start. Yeah.
And is that, you know, we're going to break a moment. We'll come back. And I saw those slides in your longer presentation. We'll show that. And you'll give us the slide numbers during the break. What else do you want to then hit? How we get on the offense? How we change this?
Sure. I'm happy to go along with you in all those directions after that. And as you say, you know, I'll just give you my opinion. We've covered all the science, I think. I basically stressed how useful and important all-cause mortality is. I talked about, I think what's really vital and what people are just not hearing, no matter how many times I say it, is spreading diseases are not a big concern in societies, and there was no pandemic. So there, even if they tried to make a virulent bug, they didn't succeed. There's no evidence for it in the mortality. That's a point that I just keep having a hard time telling people about. They won't hear it. They don't want to admit this idea that there might not have been a dangerous pathogen. It's really about the assault. Assaults and living conditions and stress, that kills people.
Absolutely. I mean, we know just when the stock market crashed in 1929, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but before the food ran out, before all that caused people to have, you know, low nutrition and die, we know it was a lot of millions died in the next decade directly. I think the number I said was 7 million universities claim. I'm not sure about that. But there were tens of thousands of suicides and all sorts of illnesses and problems just off the stock market crashing.
Right, right. Hey, are we live right now, or am I just giving you a preview?
We are. No, no. Yeah, yeah. What I was explaining is I'm still on talk radio. Talk radio still has a lot of audiences. That's why we have these breaks. We're not most people watch podcasts. Most people do that. So they say, why are there like 10 minutes of breaks an hour? And, you know, why does Alex do this? Because we're still on a lot of radio stations. That's how when they deplatformed me 5 years ago, we were still able to stay on air because we had hundreds of radio stations. Now, they got a list of them and threatened them and harassed them, but most of them actually kept us on. Some put us on more because of it. So, yeah, I was simply saying the full audience is not here. We're going to break in like 30 seconds, and I wanted you to just give us a prelude of what you're about to hit when we come back, okay?
I see. Okay.
Because we could have taken a five-minute break, but instead I just thought we still have a huge Internet audience right now.
Right. So, yeah, I want to show just how obscene these scientists can be by a calculation that we did to show that they were talking nonsense, and because it's very visual, this graph. I'm gonna be talking about slide 9 and 10, for example.
All right, we're going to break. Back in 60 seconds, I saw you this presentation. It's extremely powerful. I'm also very familiar with these numbers. Remember, we were told, 5 million are down in the U.S., 500,000 in the U.K.
and then none of it happened. They were lying. We'll be right back. Oh, by the way, it came from a group funded in, what, Seattle by Bill Gates. So it's the same thing over and over again, and they're gearing up to do it again.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Dr. Dennis Randcourt has been gracious enough to spend 2 hours with us, and I want to invite him back when he has more findings. We'll do an actual podcast, commercial free, where there's no breaks. He can even get up if he wants at a podium and do a presentation to millions of people here, because that's what I really want to get from him. But I'm here asking a lot of questions. You can go to his site, correlation-canada.org. If you just joined us, his international group of researchers and scientists from the mortality numbers have shown basically what the other researchers around the world are showing, at least a 17 million number of dead people from the shots. And I'm going to ask him, after he gets to his next point, why, if they just want political control to lock things down and have this medical tyranny, then give you an experimental concoction that I know they studied on rats and other animals, because I have the FDA's own prediction in October 2000 that it would cause all these things we saw. So like, I mean, do they want to be the villains? Or, well, I mean, now they're blaming it on COVID, so I guess they had to have something deadly for fear, so it's the shot, which we know it is. I mean, I know we're trying to figure it out. It's just so reckless, so Dr. Evil, so megalomaniacal. But going back to Dr. Dennis Randcourt, you, in your presentation, get to how they fear-mongered people into taking the shot with the claim that it was going to cause all this death, the virus, and then they claim they saved tens of millions of people with it, but we have the actual numbers, and it's a giant hoax.
It is a giant hoax, yeah. Wow, my mind is just blowing up with all these ideas, and it's great. And I want to say that I think the military, when they rolled out this technology, they actually believe that it can work. They actually believe that these cationic lipid nanoparticles and what they put in them, that transfection works, like the cartoons that they explained that pharma is putting out, that they can actually protect people from a biopoison if they need to, or make people weaker in a certain neighborhood or a certain country. They wanted to have rollouts, military rollouts on a global scale, show that they could do it, figure out if they could do it, because they believe that this technology can be useful. But our data shows that there wasn't even a pathogen to be concerned about. So its utility is in great question, and I would question whether the thing is, for some reason, the military people think that surely, let me put it this way. It's very useful militarily to be able to inject everyone with whatever you want, whenever you want, to roll it out, to use a pretext and to do that. That is a capacity that you want to have in a world that's going to potentially be insecure and have wars because of the geopolitics and how it's evolving. So they've decided.
And by the way, you got interrupted. Finish the geopolitic point. You got interrupted by the end of the hour on how the Western establishment is using this because of crumbling power. They admit they are. And then you're absolutely right. If you own somebody's body, you can put in it what you want with no background, no research. I mean, a man can't make his wife have sex with him when she wants, or vice versa. That would be rape, too. It's literally rape. Right. I mean, they own our bodies, and so do these control freaks. That's the final frontier of we put what we want, when we want, in your body, and don't even tell you what the hell it is. So let's go back to the end of the hour. I'm glad you brought up the global strategy to prop up the Anglo-American establishment, and then let's segue into demolishing this Nobel Prize so-called research.
Okay. So geopolitics did not stop being real. Geopolitics is the biggest control wheels on the planet in terms of human societies. And right now, there is the Eurasian bloc that's developing. They have kept their sovereignty. They're developing. Of course they interact. Of course they have economic exchange. Of course there are corrupt individuals that filter into one society and into the other. All that is true. But overall, geopolitics is real. And this is a geopolitical war for control of the continents that the U.S. wants to continue completely exploiting, namely Latin America and Africa and large parts of Asia and so on. So And the exploitation mechanism has been the U.S. dollar. Now this is being threatened dramatically. There's actual real economic development happening in Russia, China, and their connected collaborators and so on. So the elite that have been benefiting from this exploitation since 1971, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement failure and so on, all of this is real, and there's a continuity to it. Globalization, for example, increased dramatically when the Soviet Union dissolved in the early 1990s. You can see all the indicators of globalization and of predation of corporations. They fire up at that year. And that's when these international conferences were put on to initiate what the new doctrines or religions were going to be in the West, which was anti-racism of language, gender equity, which meant you wanted to have as many CEO females and members of parliament female as male. It had nothing to do with exploiting children and women. It had nothing to do with human rights. And also environmental concerns to be used as a religion. So this led to global warming and so on. Those conferences were initiated and were planned and were filtered down into all our institutions in the early 1990s when the Soviet Union dissolved and the West decided, the U.S. decided, this is it. We own everything now. We can design it. One of the threats is domestic resistance, so we can have these new religions. We can make sure that the families are not important, and so on and so on. Okay, so that's the big picture. So there is now a huge geopolitical struggle. The U.S. wants complete dominance. It has a hard time accepting that others would have sovereignty and would develop economically. And it's always created and had wars and influences and coups in order to prevent that. But it's not able to prevent it anymore. And Eurasia and BRICS and everything, they're coming together, and that is now unavoidable. So the U.S. is deciding, well, in that case, we're going to – I think they're desperate, and I think they're planning military actions against China. I think they're planning all kinds of things. And in what's going to happen now is that the standard of living and the ability to exploit of the U.S. system is going to drop. And so the elite want to keep all the money, and that means that the working class and the lower class are going to suffer economically dramatically, and therefore – You don't want domestic resistance. You want to be able to keep those people down with propaganda, with lies, and with control if need be by direct intervention. So it's in that view. It's to prevent, you know, the yellow vest, the Trump movement, the Brexit. You want to prevent those social movements that could fight back effectively against an elite that is a little too crazy.
And there's no better way than having a viral scare and a biomedical tyranny where everyone is suspect, everyone can be disappeared for the greater good, and the children wear masks. And it's a symbol of you're in the cult. Instead of the Nazi armband, it's now the mask. And what's crazy is Yuval Noah Harari, Bill Gates, the UN, the Carnegie Endowment, the CIA. I mean, there's hundreds of news articles where they admitted, we're going to use this for social cohesion. They mean their control. And the new religion of green, and we're going to train you to live in lockdowns and have nothing in the new austerity, and that COVID was just the training wheels. I mean, they're all over the place.
And Alex, in the same way that you see a rollout of a vaccine and you immediately see in time an excess peak in mortality, in the same way, what's happening geopolitically is not disconnected from this whole vaccine rollout, COVID scare, the masks and everything, the social engineering assault that just happened is not disconnected from the geopolitical reality. Really big things are happening geopolitically. There's a war in Ukraine, and the U.S. has been exposed as being not so powerful militarily. They're losing. The entire West is supporting Ukraine, and they're losing unambiguously. Okay, so they're being exposed. Also, military technology has changed. Drones are now very important. A small country with little resources can take down an aircraft carrier with drones, send out hundreds or thousands of drones, and take down incredible ships. So the U.S. can no longer just send in a carrier group and completely intimidate a nation. So military technology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
They would be the saviors. I think certainly they thought when they helped create it and do it, and they were given this, but the higher up group above
it. No. I think you may have misunderstood, or I didn't explain myself well. I don't mean that the military thought they were the saviors. I mean they think that, I think they're thinking in terms of a bioweapon produced by another country, and they want to inject the antidote quickly into their population. They need to be able to roll it out quickly. You see, that's what I meant.
No, I agree with that.
In terms of the vaccine. Yeah, I didn't. That's, yeah. So what I mean is...
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, here's an example. Why would the FDA put out on their own website in October 2000, 3 months before the shot rolls out, that we think it's going to cause heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, infertility, turbo cancers? Why would they put that out? Because then I had all these other scientists on, and like Dr. Michael Yeed on, and all the rest, saying, no, there's been other studies with similar shots. It's going to do this. So at the same time, they're on my show saying it. The FDA puts out a document basically agreeing. What is the point of that?
You cover yourself. It works better if you agree. If you don't want to have a bunch of people screaming and showing patients dying and so on, and you haven't foreseen it. So it's a lot easier for them to say we foresaw it. These are adverse effects, but it's for the greater good. And COVID is more dangerous than all these adverse effects.
And that brings us to where you were earlier. You got to interrupt the last hour. Now let's get into the fake science claiming it saved 14 million lives.
All right. So if I could have slide 9, and then I'll show slide 10 and maybe 11 and 12 after that as well. But if we could have that, I'll show you what we're doing here. Okay. So in this slide, so there was this scientific article by Watson et al. That said that the vaccines had saved millions of lives. I forget what they said, 14 million or something like that. A huge number of lives globally. And so we took that paper apart, we looked at it, and they said how many lives were saved in every single country they calculated. And we showed that their calculation is complete nonsense, because in the blue curve there, this is for Canada, but the blue curve is the all-cause mortality. The red curve is the mortality that, according to them, would have occurred if they didn't deploy the vaccine. And the gray curve is the cumulative doses of vaccine coming out. You see that? So they're saying that if we hadn't rolled out the vaccines, that you'd have that red curve. In other words, you'd have mortality like we've never seen historically. And look at this. It magically would have occurred precisely when you rolled out the vaccine. So in other words, they rolled out the vaccine exactly when and in proportion to the deaths that they say would have occurred without the vaccine. And those deaths are completely obscenely unreasonable. Like, it's just impossible to have that death level. In fact, even with the excess mortality that did happen in with COVID, you see that blue line underneath. And then they say, and the vaccine brought the mortality down to that level, not halfway, not partway, but down precisely to that level. So we're completely ridiculing that paper that was published that argued that the vaccines had saved this many lives. And we show country after country what it would look like. And so if you go to the next slide, which is slide 10, again for Canada, now instead of plotting all-cause mortality itself, we're plotting excess all-cause mortality. So you see that before the pandemic was announced, it's just a flat line. Then you have a little bump immediately after the pandemic was announced, when they were killing people directly in response with what they were doing in care homes and hospitals. And this is unheard of excess mortality in red that would have happened on this, exactly in line with when the boosters and the vaccines were given out. But in fact, what we see, and we've shown this before, is that every time you have an extra rollout, you actually do get an excess mortality peak occurring. But they were talking about this magical modeling that explained that the magical vaccine had saved all these lives. It's just crazy nonsense. So we show that paper was just that kind of
sure, but what about this, doctor? I don't know if we have the slides, but I've covered this 100 times. Anybody out there remembers this? They said in 2020, even within 3 or 4 months of it starting, oh, my God, we're going to have hundreds of millions dead. We're going to have 5 million dead in the U.S., 500,000 in the next few months in the U.K. Long before the shot start, that never happened. So right there to me, that seems like the biggest baloney. And then it came out of what the British coordinator, and then his original data came out of a British government group, and then also they used some data out of a Bill Gates funded group, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and if you unpack that article, it's just complete nonsense. It's just the assumptions are incorrect. How they set it up. I mean, they set it up to get that answer. And it's just garbage. It's garbage science. It's part of the propaganda. That's all it is.
Well, what about this big lie that I understand you're saying the whole thing was basically made up to begin with, but they said, Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden, you take the shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it. Then we take the shot and the deaths go off the chart. And people are like, well, I know idiots that have taken it 5-6 times and they're sick all the time. And then I'm like, but aren't you protected? I mean, the whole thing's a lie.
Yes. And once the individual has bought into it and has agreed to be injected and has bought into the propaganda, they're not going to start denying that the story wasn't true, right? That's human psychology.
I'm not like that. I agree. Most people in their kind do not want to admit they've been conned. I've had a couple friends and a couple business associates. Remember the old Nigerian scam emails where they, I'm Prince Boo Boo, you get $1 million, you give me 5,000. And when they give them the 5,000, I go, listen, that's a scam. Now they're going to say he needs 10,000, but you're getting 5 million. And they, to a person, get mad at me and say, you're mad, my ship has come in. And then when they get ripped off for hundreds of thousands of dollars in one case of someone I know, they'll never talk to me again because I told them they were being scammed. They're not mad at Prince of Boo Boo and the scam. I don't understand Stockholm Syndrome because if I'm a prisoner, I may play along, but I'm not under their control. So I don't get the psychology of you're abused and you won't admit you were abused because when I've been scammed, I admit I've been scammed and I get pissed off.
Yes. Yeah, it's a personality thing. I'm the same way. But this is it. We live in a dominance hierarchy, and this is the dominant psychology, individual psychology, that is consistent with that dominance hierarchy. An animal species is more competitive, survives more if they structure their societies in a dominance hierarchy. But those dominance hierarchies can be pathological. Sometimes the dominance go too far. Even in a troop of monkeys, if the dominant monkey beats up one of the members too viciously, they can go too far, and then the others will gang up on them and send them away or beat them up and so on. So you can have excesses. And in human societies, it's more complex, but it's essentially the same thing. I was talking about those parameters, authoritarianism and violence of the society in terms of these interactions between individuals. Well, you can allow those parameters to go to places where you're getting into excesses, and it's the excesses that make people react. So if the perception of something that is completely unfair, unjust, like somebody gets killed for no reason or beat up viciously for no reason and so on. So the aggression.
Hold on, you're so over the target here. We got to take this break. Riveting, doctor. Stay there. I want to come back and talk more about this. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a
copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Dennis Rancourt is explaining how they use stress crises to maintain their dominance hierarchy. And they admit this in the public documents. Oh, we're using the military to scare people so they follow orders and do this. And I think about human civilizations where hierarchies, which is competition, is good. They're creating artificial hierarchies, and they're going through these cycles where almost every culture at some point goes totally crazy. And a priest class starts killing its own people for no reason or demanding the children be sacrificed as just an exercise of total control. And, Doctor, what would you call that in history? Just insanity by the ruling class, or what is that?
I I guess that those are the periods of meltdown when you've been in a totalitarian system for too long, and there's no pushback, there's no balancing forces or anything. Eventually, you'll have some kind of a meltdown like that, I guess. And it will often, though, before there is such a meltdown, there'll be a competing system that, you know, is taking your territory. There'll be wars and things like that. Generally speaking, I think that systems that are not completely totalitarian are stronger, where the individuals can be contributing with their creativity, with their work, they're individually motivated. Those are stronger societies generally. So there is an advantage to having a more democratic system in terms of competitiveness, inventing new technologies, and so on. But then there's an advantage to a more totalitarian system as well, because you can direct all of the forces in one direction and so on. So these battles have been happening throughout the ages, and every human society has been a dominance hierarchy, but its structure and the degree to which and how the mechanisms it uses, the institutions it uses are different. So I don't see the classic theories of political science, you know, Marxism, capitalism, even anarchism, I don't see them as fundamentally different. They're all just variations to stabilize a dominance hierarchy. And they populate dominance hierarchies. So that's a point. But, you know, before I forget, I want to say two things to your readers. Please find my essay entitled "There Was No Pandemic." It's published in a book. It's online. You can find it. There was no pandemic, because that in one spot, in one short essay, I conclusively explain what that means and all the implications of it. And the other thing I'd like your readers to look at is a short video I did that's called "Realities of Health," where I explain the interplay between dominance hierarchy and the medical establishment and the health system and individual health and how that all fits together and works. So those are two things I wanted not to forget to say. But what I was talking about just now is that to maintain a dominance hierarchy, you have to have aggression. The dominants have to aggress the others to keep them in their place and to put them in their place and to establish what their place is. And that aggression is in all societies, and that aggression is most effective in keeping people in their place if it is irrational, makes no sense at all, random, you don't expect it. It's known from animal studies that that's the kind of dominance aggression that's most effective. But at the same time, you risk going too far. You risk having excesses, and those excess risk being perceived as fundamental injustices within the dominance hierarchy. And that's when you can see the revolution that way. Huge injustices that are seen, for example, someone gets beat up by the police in the street for no apparent reason, and there can be riots in the streets for months. Those are real catalytic events for pushback. So you've got this constant interplay between there will be aggression by the system against people, but sometimes it goes too far and it can be perceived as unfair. And then there's potential for pushback. So that's part of the
absolutely. And smart elites,
yeah,
don't become so transparent. Look at all the indictments of Trump and the persecution of Trump supporters, and the FBI saying white people are the number one criminals when everybody knows that's not true. This has really woken the public up. But why is the third Biden administration, the Obama administration, that's what it is, why are they then doing things that so classically illuminate them as tyrants?
Yeah, there is. The U.S. is a special system because you've got these two different groups of influential financiers and so on. I think traditionally the Republicans have been tied more to industry, energy industry, military industry, whereas Democrats more recently have been tied more to the finance sector and financial exploitation and
it's a war now in the energy sector. It's taking it over.
Right, exactly. And so that competition has become very vicious in the United States, and they're willing to use dirty tricks. even at the risk of destabilizing the whole society and destructuring it and destroying the institutions and democracy and everything. They're so vicious and they're so greedy that they're willing to go there. It's, you know, the energy sector has played a big role and is now being, as you say, attacked and put in its place. And I think global warming is part of that as well. So the U.S. is special in that there's basically a domestic war between these two factions, and they're using propaganda and they're using social engineering and they're using censorship, and it's just so vicious. And it's a terrible thing because the U.S. is the main force on the planet right now. And for it to be disintegrating in this way makes it dangerous for everyone. So that's another factor there.
No, I totally agree. I mean, if the leftist ruling BlackRock class would just leave people alone and stop trying to cut our son's genitals off and do this, they could still be running the empire. But they're picking a fight with the infrastructure itself. What's the word from Greek where it's not civil war, but it's internal warfare? What's that term? I'm trying to think of the word.
Mm.
But I mean, yes, this is, and even if they're successful suppressing the American people, that will kill whatever's left of the engine of the country and give them a Pyrrhic victory.
Yes. And, you know, the empire cannot run on financial exploitation globally. That's just not going to happen. You need a real military power. You need an industrial base. You need these things. You can't run an empire without them. And I think the U.S. is going to be shocked to see that the whole thing falls apart very, very quickly. Now, Russia is very explicit about its plans and how it's structuring its society and how it organizes things. They're very communicative in that regard. And you can really see that they believe the opposite. They believe in an actual ability to have a domestic economy. They want diplomacy. They want development for people. They're trying to boost families and make strong family units. They're supporting the traditional belief systems. They are trying to structure society so that it does not melt down.
Well, Putin made it a national directive 6 years ago, I agree, that they be the biggest exporter of organic food. I mean, energy, food, families, that's actually a civilization.
Yeah, yeah. So they're succeeding, I think, and China's succeeding as well. And the U.S. is, you know, risking becoming a shell.
Well, the establishment's committing seppuku.
Is that the word?
Suicide in Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're a fascinating guy. Everybody tuned in to, you know, hear about the 17 million dead, which is a number we've seen from other groups and other statisticians and other people breaking it down on the low end. But I hope you're wrong. I mean, I hope they're not. I mean, you said earlier it was a success, their rollout, but it's a sign of their weakness to try something like this for control. And I see the exponential awakening happening. I disagree with you overall. I think humanity has turned the corner. I think we're winning by like 3 percentage points. I'd say 50.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Ago, I know, because my friends were doing this, you had to swear that you would protect the interests of people, that you were going to serve the public. You have to swear to that. They removed that completely.
Now it's now a stakeholder. Now you're going to serve the ESG.
Exactly. It's all about stakeholders now. So there has been, they've really crippled the institutions that could stabilize the democracy. They've crippled them, and they thought that they could just do everything with propaganda and with nice new doctrines like anti-racism of language and things like that. And it's not true. The world doesn't become better just because now half of the vicious CEOs are women or half of the bought-out politicians are women. It doesn't make the world a better place. So those are lies. So that's where we're at. We're in a really bad place right now in the Western world. I have a lot of faith in Eastern Bloc European countries. I was just in Romania recently. It's amazing that they are able to resist more, and they have stronger politics. They have stronger involvement of people and institutions to stabilize the nation. So there might there, and they're at the border with Eurasia, you see. So some good things might come from there, and they might be followed. Their example might be followed by Western Europe. Because
they're not as domesticated as us. And again, I don't mean that meanly about Americans or Westerners. We've had it good so long, we've not been through World War II up close like they were, or the Soviet Union, or all the Islamic invasions that have happened. And so they have to know, you know, grandma and grandpa, and, this, and they know, like, we're a people. We have to be a people or we're weak. They at least still have that basic identity. And it's identity and culture that is going to, like you said, the real wheels of the world are geopolitics. It is the peoples. It is the cultures. That is our wealth. It is the diversity. The left says, oh, in the name of diversity, get rid of all diversity and make everyone subscribe to some globalist, homogenized new religion. But no, it's going to be that. And so I talk to Tucker Carlson. He's over there all the time. Well, other folks, I've been invited over to Eastern Europe. I've never been there. I've been to Europe, but not Eastern Europe. I need to get to Eastern Europe. Because they tell me that's the Renaissance. Also, look how Bukele in just 2 years totally turned El Salvador around. It shows with real leadership that captures the people's attention and gets the culture to believe in themselves, and not through totalitarianism, but through leadership, it just turns around. We can do incredible things.
Well, one of the reasons Latin American countries are so resilient is because they've been constantly attacked and couped and militarily attacked by the U.S. for decades and decades. So you have to organize, you have to survive, you have to have a gray market and a black market and have communities and family and everything. Otherwise, you're dead. So that's one of the reasons. But the U.S. is the heart of the empire, and they have been very oppressive. And they have really indoctrinated the professionals and the population.
And now Americans are getting to experience the totalitarianism that we projected worldwide.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. What does it mean, Doctor, when an empire turns inward? Don't empires usually die when they turn inward on their own people?
That's a difficult historical analysis to make. That's why I think that the influence of the rest of the world is going to help America see that it can do better and do differently. I think the working class in America is the class, the social class that is most able to save America. If political movements can tie into that and be inspired by it and be guided by it morally and otherwise, you could rebuild the U.S. It's going to be a very difficult task. I mean, Canadians like myself and Europeans are looking at the U.S. and thinking, oh, my God, it's imploding, the whole thing. Well, you know, what are they going to do? They become dangerous when they become that fragile. It becomes dangerous because you might decide that the solutions are military, right?
Well, I know they're telling people, officers of the military, that we're going to war with Russia. And just a few years ago, they're like, oh, we can't do that. Even Biden, that's World War III. And now Sean Penn's like, we can have a nuclear war. It's that guy doesn't know how to wipe his ass or load a rifle. And he's up there talking about nuclear doctrine. I mean, it's madness is what it is. And then Lloyd Austin was missing for 5 days. Now he's still in the hospital. Didn't tell anyone. He's really in control of the nuclear football. I mean, this is dangerous.
It's very dangerous. The U.S. is a dangerous elephant in a China shop. You know, it's we're all afraid of what's going to happen and what their next moves are going to be. Thankfully, you know, Ukraine has been under control, and it's horrible what they did to Ukraine. What I mean, what the West did to Ukraine. You know,
destabilization.
I think. And to the people and to the system and to everything, to have that coup in 2014 and then to militarize it to that extent as a weapon against Russia and force Russia to intervene in this way for their own survival, is, you know, I would have done the same thing. If I was leading Russia, I would have said, okay, we can't negotiate. They won't negotiate. They're just arming this place and turning it into.
I mean, no, it's true. When NATO is bringing in tens of millions of weapons and pushing Russians, and it's founding, that's where Russia was founded, out. I mean, what would the U.S. do if Canada suddenly was under NATO and trying to invade, or the Russians did it? I mean, it would be instant war. And whether you like Putin or not, I think NATO got a little freaked out by what actually happened. I mean, I think they're realizing now that they're playing with fire.
Oh, they're realizing that Russia, at least on the territory in a traditional war, is extremely powerful and extremely competent and is able and has the society behind it and the industrial complex behind it and a strong economy. And, you know, they're not going to break Russia with this war in Ukraine. Absolutely not. So I think they learned a good lesson there. And they're still learning it. If they could only learn it more quickly, that would be good. So that's interesting. And they've been exposed. I mean, Yemen has exposed that the U.S. can't even keep a seaway open, you know? All of the shipping avoids that area now.
Well, it's just like Vietnam. You know, again, now Vietnam is one of our biggest trading partners, a capitalist society. Ho Chi Minh wanted that deal to begin with, but the military-industrial complex said, "No, we're just going to have a war with you." He's like, "We'll be capitalists. Just give us a business deal." And they went, "Nope, we're just going to have a war. You're a commie." And then, of course, the Vietnamese said, "We're not giving up." So it didn't matter. You know, how much power we had, and people don't give up, you can't beat them. Very, very sad. I hope we can save our country. Dr. Dennis Rancourt, very impressive. Correlation-Canada.org. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, it's a pleasure being here.
Powerful two-hour interview. Okay. While he was talking, I was given during breaks big national news that Trump's been implicated raping girls. Okay? And I can't speak to this until I've had time to research it. So... I'm going to go off air here soon. Gerald Sloan is going to take over. And Owen's taking a vacation to see family. Harrison Smith is going to be hosting. I'll co-host with Harrison. But I'm not the type of guy that just sees something break. But I'll tell you what I think. I don't know what's going on. I have a good idea because I noticed this happened in these reports after he was president. We know there was a bunch of Jane Does turned out to be fake. There was never any witnesses him at the island, any of this. But now there is. Okay, so... and I figured with all this coming out on Biden and Clinton and you know, the Democrats, they would try something like this. But, you know, I mean, it could be true. So I'll just go where the truth is. You see the top of Drudge, shot claim, Trump sex at Epstein Mansion, many girls, warning, graphic details. So we'll be covering this. Gerald's coming up with the trends of the new year. And then I'm going to put my head in the books here and try to come up with what I think's going on, but you're not going to get some half-baked BS from me that Trump's innocent or Trump's guilty or anything, because I don't know. But going into this, I've never seen any evidence, and I've seen a lot of attempts. I mean, you saw the woman that no witnesses he was ever with her, that he grabbed her in a clothing store or something. I mean, it's just hard to believe, but he did hang around with him some and was around him some, and so I'm not going to sit there ever and condone any of that. But we're going to find out. Separately, didn't plug for the last 2 hours. If we don't do that, we're not going to be here. This tomorrow is the last day of Troy-on-free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. You need Winter Sun, the highest quality D3 to boost your immune system with all the stuff going on. You need Next Level Foundational Energy that has the breakdown of folic acid that your cells release for their energy. It's a different type of energy. You need Next Level Foundational Energy. 30% off InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off on Winter Sun. You need Turbo Force. 10 hours. Clean. Amazing energy. And so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Water filtration, air filtration, all of it has free shipping. That's a huge deal. On top of all the discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Bimineral Fusion just sold out. A bunch of stuff just sold out. InfoWarsStore.com. Please go check it out. Get a Teen Humanity t-shirt as well. That's a fundraiser. Teen Humanity t-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book as well. But I'm going to come back for 5 minutes for Gerald Celente. I'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.